This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Do you want to do that cupcake call? Do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Marcia get revenge on her man, he'd say aye. Marcia, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Sweet girl.
Starts off good. You win everything this morning. Okay, so, Marcia, we hear you need revenge on your husband, Heath. What'd he do?
Okay. Heath is amazing. He's an amazing husband. I'm not trying to make him into a total villain. But I actually have to get back at him because of what he did to my sister-in-law, his own sister's bachelorette party. It's ridiculous. Okay, first of all, I got to tell you a tiny bit of background. Basically, Angela and I became friends because she's awesome. His sister's just a sweetheart. And so she's going to get married in about a year. So she has her bachelorette party, which is awesome. I love her. But basically, she was telling him how she wanted to, you know, what she was going to do. She's totally open with him about what she's going to do on the party. And then he got a little sideways on her because he thought she was going to hire a stripper, which was the original plan. We were going to have like a cop stripper kind of thing.
And he cared?
And he was all like, nah, you can't do that. It's like really lame. And he was really actually pissed. He was like, you do this. This is a bad sign for us. And he was giving her a hard time. She's not. She is completely obsessed and loyal.
Just to be clear, is his sister like young? Like, is she like 17, 18 years old or something?
No, she is 24. She's going to be fine. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. So he gets all mad at her. All of her friends are wild and fun, and they would have loved the stripper thing. But eventually, we just decided not to do that anyway. We're going to have more, like, drinking and partying in a beautiful hotel with, like, a nice meal. It was fine. But what happens is I go to the bachelorette party. It's all fantastic. We're having a great time. Everybody is completely wasted. And there's a pounding at the door, like, loud. Like, you'd hear, like, a cop would pound at the door. So bang, bang, bang.
Did he bang on the door or he shot at you guys?
But, you know, bangs on the door. We open the door. It's this, like, really handsome young cop. And we're like, oh, she went for it. Anyway, she obviously got the stripper. So we're like, everybody goes crazy. Oh, he was not a stripper. He was a real cop.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was there on a noise complaint. And we were like, oh, shit. So she called. She calls her brother. She's like, oh my God, this happened, blah, blah, blah. Turns out, my fantastic husband of 3 years, who is so amazing, actually called the cops on the party.
What?
And shut it down because he didn't want there to be a stripper.
Your husband sounds really lame. I'm so sorry. But, like, it's a stripper. It's a bachelorette party. Like, I don't understand. What is his problem?
I need to do something. I want to put the hurt on the man. And I, you know, I love him, but come on. Are you kidding me? Ruining his little sister's party.
That's not nice. So,
here's what I'm thinking about. The real cop knocks on the door, and these girls are hooping and hollering, getting hot and heavy.
Right?
What does the cop say or do when you guys are whistling at him and, you know?
He tried to remain professional, which was hilarious because, come on, every cop has to know if you show up at a bachelorette party, they're going to think you're the stripper. I mean, hello, it's like, so obvious.
Yeah.
But, was he cute?
He was professional. He was like, oh, yeah. He was probably like 25, 26 himself. And he came into a room of girls that were between the ages of like 21 and 30. And they were all dressed all cute. And I can't imagine he didn't just start laughing and let it go.
Listen, if I'm that cop, I would have made some extra money. I just start stripping. The hell with it.
He's like, tonight, I'm a stripper. Tomorrow, we protect the law.
He was very serious.
Oh, my gosh.
And it wasn't funny.
Okay.
Two of the girls were crying. I was like, really?
So here's the thing. How did you find out that your husband is the one that called the cop?
Oh, well, he admitted it. She called her brother to, like, tell him what happened, and she was so devastated because it ruined the whole thing, and basically told her.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
He didn't even deny it.
That is ridiculous.
He stopped himself because he put a stop to what he saw as an inappropriate thing for his sister to do.
All right. With that said, you know what? We got to get back in. How many seconds are we going to give him, Carla?
100.
100 seconds to convince and coax your husband, Heath, to baby talking to you live on the radio to get back at him. Okay?
It's going
to
be a tough fight because he is Mr. Macho, but we give it a shot.
Oh, you guys don't baby talk in the relationship at all?
No, we do, but it's like, yeah, I'm going to have to play every card in my deck.
Oh.
You what?
Wait, stop.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Well, we're going to eavesdrop along with the valley. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whole point of it. All right, Cupcake Call. Calling up Heath up next with your morning mess. The morning mess is back with this Cupcake Call. We spoke to Marcia, who needs revenge on her husband, Heath. I guess his sister was getting married, and she was putting together, or they were putting together, a bachelorette party for his sister. Mm-hmm. Heath let sister know and his wife know that they better not have no strippers there. He's uncomfortable with strippers.
Which is ridiculous right off the bat, because just real quick, Marcia, this is also your husband. Has he ever gone to a strip club himself?
Oh, yes. I know he has. Can you say double standard?
Exactly.
So you guys have the bachelorette party. Nothing to do with your husband. Say you guys ended up not having a stripper, just like a girl's night out. And was it at a hotel?
Yeah.
You guys had a hotel party, and your husband ended up thinking you were going to have a stripper there. So he calls the cops on the bachelorette party at the hotel room.
That's right. He called the cops for real. We thought it was a stripper.
And yeah, you thought it was a stripper. So there you are at your sister-in-law's bachelorette party with all these other women who are fawning over this police officer who's coming for a noise complaint.
Listen, man, I would have busted out those handcuffs real quick.
Oh, my right? God.
Arrest me, officer.
Well, your husband admits that he called the cops to his sister. And how embarrassing is that?
Yeah, he did. Actually, I think he's trying to control me. He probably didn't want me to see any fine cop booty.
You should just go see some fine cop booty anyway now. That would frustrate me if my man was trying to do that.
There you go. Go get arrested, Pergina. Let's
yeah,
do that.
Get arrested.
No.
All right. We're going to get him back. Obviously, he embarrassed you and his sister. So how many seconds we're giving her, Carla?
100.
100 seconds to convince and coax your husband into baby talking to you live on the radio. And if you don't mind, can we eavesdrop?
Oh, I think so. It must happen.
We were going to anyway, so.
Wow.
Are you ready, Marcia?
Okay. Ready as I'll ever be. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
What's going on?
Honey, I don't feel good. I'm sick.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
The kids are driving me crazy, and I'm feeling so sick. I'm going
okay.
to call out of work.
I can come home if you want for lunch.
I really need my heefy weefy one now.
I can't do that right now.
I feel really bad, and I need my heefy. I really just do.
I can't. I'm at work. Do you want me to? I
Honey,
come home.
It takes 2 seconds, and it'll make me feel $1 million better. Please.
I'm at work, Marcia.
Honey, you promised. You said you would always talk to me like that if I really need it. I really need it right now. Please, honey, I need you to do it.
All right. Hang on. I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Thank you.
I don't know why I can't just come home. Hang
just
on.
Do it now, because my head hurts so bad.
All right,
I need to hear something good.
Just wait. Hang on. All right. I'm in the bathroom now. Just give me a second. Is my marshmallow not feeling good right now? I am so sorry. Can I do something to make you feel better?
Yes.
I come home, I make you the soups, okay? I make you the chicken and the noodles. I bring a lot of sauces. Oh.
What is going on?
I feel like I'm watching Ratatouille.
Who is this?
Heath?
Who is this?
Well, we got to let you know you're actually live on the radio right now, Heath.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so we are.
Yes.
It's the morning mess, 11:05, and you've been a cup of cake of cola. Marsha, you want to explain to him why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio? What the hell's going on?
That was awesome, baby. What's I would happened, never mess Marsha? With you, but you really deserve it. And you know why? What you did to your sister on her bachelorette, calling the real cops?
Oh, my God.
That's not okay, honey. And you need it to be taken down a notch.
This is not equal. This is not equal.
Yes, it is, Heath. Now, let me tell you something. If your wife on a bachelorette party wants to see a nice sausage, that's okay. You got to be, what do you call it? Como se llama? Confident in your marriage.
Oh.
That's not funny.
It's very funny.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.